Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're continuing our previous shiur. This is the third segment. And the topic of Chazaka de Hashta, based on the Sugya in Kiddushin, and the Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, we learned that there was a certain person, was Makadish, a woman, with Safta de Urdi, cotton. And Rav Shimi Bar Ashi was before Rav, and he was Ma'ayin, is worth a Shavu Pruta, so not worth a Shavu Pruta. And the Gemara says, what if it's not worth a Shavu Pruta, she's not married? What about Shmuel, who says, Rechosh Hashem Shavu Pruta B'madai? The Gemara says that Enochinami, that if it's worth a Shavu Pruta, then she's Vada Mikudeshes. And if it's not worth a Shavu Pruta, then Rechosh Hashem Shavu Pruta B'madai, and it's Kedushe Safek. We see from this Gemara that if we, right now it has a Shavu Pruta, she's Mikudeshes B'vadai. Doesn't have a Shavu Pruta. She's not Mekudesh. She's not Mekudesh's Bevadeh, if not for the Din of Shmuel. So we see from here that we're following the Chazaka de Hashta. Whatever it is now, we assume that that's the way it was before. And we discuss the question of what about her Cheskas Penuya? She is a Cheskas Penuya. We also saw the Tosfos in Meseches Kedushin, Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, that we don't follow a Chazaka de Hashta. In another case in the Gemara, similar, a man was Makadish, a woman with a stone, and Rav Chizkiya was Ma'ayin if it's with a Shavu Pruta or not. And he Bechlal doesn't hold of Shmuel, the Gemara says. So therefore, if it was with a Shavu Pruta, it's Mekudeshes, and if not, she's Vadei Na Mekudeshes. What about her Cheskas Penuya? So these are issues that we discussed in the previous Shiurim. So now we're going to see again, based on the Sefer Shari Chaim of Agona Gadol Ruchem Shmuel Levitz and Simen Lamed Beis, a Mahalach to explain this Gemara. Why, if it has a Shavu Pruta now, she's Mekudeshes Vadai, and we're not Mamid her and her Cheskas Penuya, and say that Meikara doesn't have a Shavu Pruta because of her Cheskas Penuya? Even more shver, like we saw, Shitas Tosfos. Tosfos says that you're b'chlal not ma'amid u'chazaka d'hasht at all. So you don't even need, you don't even have to come on to the Cheskas Penuya. There's no chazaka d'hasht. So let's see. It says in the Mishnah and Tyrus, Perakei Mishnah Zayin, brought an Nida Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, that someone touched someone at night and he didn't know if he was dead or alive. And in the morning, he sees that the guy's dead. So is the person who touched him Tamei Meis or not? Rabbi Meir is Metayer. The Chachamim are Metamei. Why are Chachamim Metamei? Because Kol HaTumos Kishas Mitzi Asan. All Tumas are like you found them, however you found them. You assume that's the way they were before as well. So you see here, L'chumra. The Tosefta says this is talking about Rishus HaRabim. Or Sefek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is usually Tar. But here we say, Tameh, according to the Chachamim, because Kol HaTumah is Kishas Mitziyasin. You find Lekula in Perek Gimel Mishnah Hay in Tyrus, Kol HaTumah is Kishas Mitziyasin. In Tameh, Nerotzot, everything is like you found it. So if you have a Machat that was broken, or that got very rusty. So this machat that you know was at one point tamei, and it is munach al gabei tyrus, it is on something pure. And now that it's rusty or broken, it loses its tumah. So it's tahor. Aye, maybe before the chaluda, maybe before the shvira, it fell on the tyrus and was metame. No. We say, even Lakula, Kol HaTumas Kishas Mitziyasan, just like now you found it Shavura, it was also Shavura before. Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes, another Kula. Nimsa Saruf Al Hazeis, we find a Sheretz that's burned on olives. V'chein Matlis Mehua Tahora. Shekol HaTumas Kishas Mitziyasan. find this, the Zaysim, you find the Sheretz Saruf, so you assume that the Sheretz was already burned before it got there. Kishas Mitziyasa, and it's not Mitame. And also a Shmata that's burned or worn out, and it was Tame, but it's no longer Tame, so it's not Mitame the Zaysim, because you assume that when the Zaysim came into contact with it, it was already no longer Tame. Kishas Mitziyasa. And the Mishnah says, Shekol HaTumos Kishas Mitziyasa. All Tumas are like when we found it. And therefore we say that L'chumra, and we say that L'kula. We say it L'chumra, because if a person touched a body in the morning he saw it was dead, we assume it was dead at night also. And we see L'kula, that when you have a machat that was Tameh, and now it's on Tyrus, and then it's no longer tame because it's broken or rusty. So mamela, we say that it was already when it came into contact with the tyrus, it was already no longer tame. And you say kashas mitzias, and just like it was now, you assume that it's been like that all along from the time it came into contact. And also, if you find a sheretz that's burned on zaysim, so you assume that it was like that the whole time, and it's not mitame. And when it was whole, and so to the matlis mehua. We assume that it was mehua, we assume that it was all burned or scorched or worn out already at the time of contact with the Zaysim, and therefore it's not matamis. You see, kol atumas kishas mitziyas, and it tells us in Nida and of Beis Hamid Aleph, Dibra Maslam Yais, and also Dalet Amanav Dibra Maslam Shekol, they write that the Chachamim are matame, benaga echad balayla b'shus harabim, is only dirabonan. Because in Torah, it's a suffek tuma brishus harabim. So tuma brishus harabim is Torah. Not only that, there's cheskes chai. Not only that, there's cheskes tara. So that the chomer mitame benoga echad balayla. That's only a din derabanan. But because and we're machmer legabe truma and kachim. But in Torah, it's Torah. And that in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey, in Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes, we find Kishas Mitziyas and Likula, that's because of the Cheskas Taira. And the reason we're Mitair is because of the Cheskas Taira. However, there is a Mechudish Dikashita and the Tosis Rit. In the Sugya Nayin Tes Amid Aleph, that he asks on the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, if we say Haribo Geres Lefaneinu, do we say that just like now she's a Bogeres? She was a Bogeres earlier also. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says Naga Dechad Balaila Kishas Mitziyasan. So Rav, who holds that we say that just like she's a Bageris Lefaneinu, she was also a Bageris in the morning, therefore she's not married, that the father was Mekadish her in the Derech, and she in the morning she was Mekadish herself in the year in the afternoon. It's talking about the day that she turned 12 and a half, she became a Bageris, and we want to know, was she a Bageris in the morning as well? So Rav holds just like she's a Bogeris now, she's a Bogeris in the morning, and Shmuel holds no, we're not sure. You have to be Choshish for both their Kedushins, both what the father did. Maybe she wasn't a Bogeris and what she did. So Frek the Tosis read, Lema Rav Shmuel Ketanoi. Maybe their argument really reflects Machokas Tanoi, meaning Rav is following the Mishnah and Shmuel's not. And it's also Shver, according to Hillel, who holds that a woman who saw blood, she has to be choshe. She's mitame also lamafreya lepkida lepkida linyan truma v'kachim. She's already mitame from before, and Shammai holds daya shaita, and she's not mitame lamafreya at all. She's only mitame from here on in. Look at nida beizamid aleph in the Gemara there vavamid aleph. Wait, nogeachad belayla. There's tarti letivusa. Number one, the nogea has a cheskas taira. the one whom he touched and is found in the morning dead, there's also a cheskas chai. So the cheskas tyra of the toucher and the cheskas chai of the body should work together to be matar this person. And nevertheless, the rabbis say tamei. Why? Since now he's dead, he was dead before also. So kol shekein nida, we should say that just like now, she saw earlier as well. So the Tosfos Rit is bothered by the number one, the Mishnah that says Kishas Mitziyasan. So why doesn't the Gemara say that Rav and Shmuel are arguing in the Mishnah, whether we have follow the Mishnah or not follow the Mishnah? Rav says we do follow Shas Mitziyasan, and then Shmuel says no. And we saw in the Mishnah there that Rav Meir was Mitayer. So Shmuel, who says he don't hold Shas Mitziyasan, so he's going like Rav Meir. And Rav is going like the Chachamim. And Rav is passing like the Rav, and Shmuel like the Yachid. So you see that their Machlokas is really Machlokas Tanaim, if you follow Shas Mitziyasan or not. So why doesn't the Gemara say that? And we also have Akasha, how Shammai is only Matamei Nida from here on in. Why don't we say just like now she's a Nida, she was also a Nida before? Just like we find there in the Mishnah, that even though there's two reasons to be Matar, we're still Matamei because of Shas, because of Chazaka Da'ashto. So let's also be Matamei this Nida Mafreya. And now the Tosas Rid writes some magical words. Let's shrive there. He writes, Dahasam is yilid the lo damu adadi. You can't compare. Dahasam is yilid sveka bituma gufa. The beidna dinaga lo yadina ni habituma lo. Vihoka chamrinan kolatumas kishas mitziyasan bein lahachmir bein lahakal. There, this suffix was born in the tuma itself, that at the time he touched it, we don't know if it's Tameh or not, and therefore we say, all Tumas are Kishas Mitziyasan, and both Lahachmir and Lahakel. Because we also saw a Lahakel case, by the Machat Shenimsis Chaludo Shvura, Sherit Shenimsis Saraf Agabi Zesim, Talis Matlis Mahua. So we say, Shas Mitziyasan. But Hach Agabi Nida, but Nida is different. Hadama Mitameh Baruch Ki Tameh. Here it's clear that it's Tameh. Ve'ein bo safek, and there's no safek el shlo yadano matay nitmei sishimena. We just don't know when the woman became tamei from it. Since we don't know when the woman became tamei, she's only tamei now. But there, when he touched it, we don't know if he was tamei or not, and therefore we say kol atumas kishas mitziyasin. But here it's clear. Here it's clear that now she became tamei tameya. And also Simane Bagros, they're very clear. We just don't know when they came. Therefore, you can't compare. And Nida is like Safik Maga, that the Tum is very clear. The words of the Tosfos Rid are stumim v'chasumim. I translated the words, but it mamish has no beer. So look at what the Sheif Shmaitza does with it in Shmaitza Gimel Perek Vav. So now we're going to try to explain. The Hafla asked, and the Beis Yaakov and Ksubis and Dav Tesamar Aleph, that it says, Ha'omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Be'eshis Yisrael. The man says that he found the Pesach Pasuach in a Jewish woman. She's mutter because of Sfek Sfeker. Sfek Tachtov, Sfek Eino Tachtov. And Imtim Silomar Tachtov, Sfek Benu Sfek Rotson. Maybe they were married when she was with the man. And even if you say that it was true they were married, but maybe they weren't married, And even if you say they were married, Safek Onis, Safek Ratzon. Maybe it was Onis, maybe it was Ratzon. So Sfek, Sfek, or she's Mutter. So Frek, the Haflon, the Beis Yaakov, why don't we say Kan Nimsa, Kan Haya? That wherever you found the Mum is where it happened, like Rava says, Ayin Helmet Beis, with respect to Mumin. Wherever you find the Safek, that person has to bring the Raya. You assume it happened here. You assume it happened in the Rishus that it happened. So the person whose Rishus it's found has to bring the Raya. If you have a husband who gets married, he finds the woman as a woman, he has to prove they came before the marriage and not after. Kanimsa kanhoya, this is where you find it, this is where it was all along. This is where it started. And Tosis writes there that according to this sheet of that it says in the Mishnah, Yud Beis Amid Beis, and Ksubis, He omeris misher estani nasti. She says that I was raped after the Erusin. The Rabbi Gamliel says she's believed. It's talking about a case where it could be that she was raped after the Nisuin. Because we're not machzik or reyasa mirishus l'rishus. If he finds her now b'nisuin that she's a ba'ula, and she says, Mishe Rastani Nanasti, so it also says, let's talk about Mishe Nisesi Nanasti, after marriage, because you're not machzik or reyasa mirishus l'rishus, and whatever rishus you find the reyasa, and whatever rishus you find the mum, and whatever rishus you find the pagam, that's where you assume it was all along. That's where it started. See here also, why don't we say Linyan Isser Baal, that since Birshus HaBaal the Reyasa was found, Kan Nimsa Kan Haya, and there's no Suffolk of Tachtav or Reino Tachtav, there's only one Suffolk, Onis or Ratzon, because it's Pashat that it's Tachtav. Why? Because Kan Nimsa Kan Haya, you found the Pagam in his Rishas. Assume that that's where it happened. That's the kasha of the Aflon of Beis Yaakov. So we could be miyashiv this kasha, siyata d'shmaya, and the siyata Rav Chaim, that we only say this klal of kanimsa kanhoya, where the mitzius of shinui haguf causes the din. In other words, in mumin, because of the mumin, because she's a balas mum, it's a mekachtos, and she loses her ksuba. Gabe Bula also. If she's a Ba'ula, she doesn't have a Ksuba. In this we say that since we only found the Shinui Haguf in this Rishus, our only Suffolk is on this Rishus. And we're not Machzik or Reisa, Me Rishus L'Rishus, Kan Nimtza, Kan Haya. We're not machzik or reyasa, me rishus l'rishus, kan nimtza, kan haya. That's when we're talking about mumin that cause a loss of ksuba. A be'ula, the fact that she is a be'ula, that causes that she has no ksuba. There we say kanimsa kanhoya. But le'inyan iser labal, when you're talking about asering her to her husband, like in Ksubas Tesamet Aleph, that's the nidon there, where it's not the shinui haguf that she became a bu'ula that causes her to become aser to her husband, it's the maisa habia that asers. And she can also become aser without a shinui aguf. For example, she's already a bula, no shinui aguf, but if she was with another man, she's a sura. Or be a shalokadarka. So that she found a bula is only a reyasa and a hochacha that she was nevelis. But that's not the issue. The issue is not the shinui aguf. The issue is the maisabia. There we don't say kanimsa kanhoya. Because the nidon isn't the mitzias that we find now, rather the maisa that happened. So what's kanimsa kanhoya? Kanimsa kanhoya is a certain mitzias that you see You assume that if you found it in this rishus, you don't project and say that the shinui in this mitzvah has happened in another rishus. That's kanimsa kanhaya. But if the issue is not the mitzvahs, what's the issue? The issue is the maisa, and the mitzvahs of what you found is just a hochacha for the maisa. But the issue is the maisa. There, you don't say kanimsa kanhaya. You don't say if you found out about the maisa in this rishus. So maybe that happened in this just not the previous just. No. When it comes to a surim, where it's the maisa iser, where the maisa be is what asers, you don't say kanim to kanhaya. Because it's not the mitzias that we're dealing with, the mitzias that we found that we're dealing with. We're trying to determine when a maisa happened. It could be it happened in the previous rishus. And that answer for entfer, the kasha of the haflon the Beis Yaakov, kimin chomer, gishmak. That they asked, hey, why don't we say it was tachtov because kanim tzakanahe found it, he found her bula, let's say it happened in his rishos, tachtov, it's pashit. No, it's not pashit. It's not pashit. Because here the issue is she osir? Meaning, when did this maisa happen? And don't say kanim tzakanahe, now she's found a bula, this is where she came bula. No! We want to know when the maisa bia happened. Finding her a bula isn't telling us about the maisa bia. It's two separate issues. That's a hochacha that there was a maisa bia. But when the actual maisa bia happened, maybe it happened in the previous rishos. It's only when we're being done on the mitzias that we find out is what was with the mitzias and did not happen in the previous rishos. We're not machzik reis and rishos. But a maisa, you could say, just you found out about it in this rishos, but maybe the maisa happened in the previous rishos. So, mitbleib mitten sofeg, then maybe it was lav tachtav. Maybe tachtav, maybe lav tachtav. We don't know the maisa. So that's a hakdama. That's a hakdama. With this hakdama, we can explain the yesod of the Tosis Rit, whatever he means. The gather of Shas Mitziyosan is like the gather of Kanimsa Kanhoya. Because Kanimsa Kanhoya is not a bearer. It doesn't clarify for us when it happened. That dafka and this rishus. It's not machriya the suffix. Rather, it's the mitzias, the finding of this reisa in this rishus tells us not to have a suffix that it was in the other rishus. Since we found it in this rishus, kanimsa, kanhaya. This is where we found it, and this is where it was all along. It's not a bayur that it happened here. It just tells us, don't have a suffix that it happened in the previous rishus. That's kanimsa, kanhaya. We can say similarly, the klal of shas mitziyasan is not begidre chazaka meikara or dahashta, which is a achro or bayur hasuffix. Yesodo of Shas Mitziyosan is that we don't have a suffix at all. Whatever we find it, however we find it now, is the way it was. We don't ask any questions. And therefore it works Shas Mitziyosan works even against the Chazaka de Meikara, even Birshus Hayachid, even though Safek term Birshus Hayachid is Tame, but if you have Shas Mitziyasan, that it's Tahor. Then you assume that it's Tahor. We don't have any sfeikas. Because when would you follow a chazak or a shus hayochid when you have a suffix? But here there's no suffix. No suffix klal. That anything was different. This is the way you found it. Kshas mitziyas and it's tar. We don't care tzinu, we should say yachu, we don't care about chazakas neikaras. Tar is tar is tar. Why? Because Shas Mitzvahsin. Shas Mitzvahsin tells us, don't have a suffix. And with this, we can now approach the Tosus Rid. He writes, that in the Sugya of Harei Bogeris Lefaneinu, that there's an argument between Rav and Shmuel, if we say Chazaka Dehashta, and also the beginning of Nida, when a woman saw Dam, there's no klal of Kishas Mitziyasin. And we only come on there Alts Chazaka Dehashta. If this is the way you found it now, and this is the way it was before. But we're not coming mitzad Shas Mitziyasin. Why? Because Shas Mitziyasin, that the way I found it now is the way I assume it was all along, we say in a case where someone touched a dead body at night. What's the Lashon of the Tosfos Rid? Now we get to the Lashon of the Tosfos Rid. Is yilit sveika betuma gufa debeidna denaga lo yadinan ihave tuma ola. There's a suffix in the tum itself. When he touched the dead body, or when he touched the body, we didn't know if it's tame or not. And therefore, Hilka Chamrina and Kol HaTumas Shas Mitziyasin. Therefore, we say that all Tumas are like when you found it. You found it dead in the morning. If you found it dead in the morning, then assume it was dead at night in the person's tummy. Why? Because the Tuma is contingent on the Mitzius, that this person is dead. And not in the Maisa Misa, not in the act of dying, that's Metame, but in the Metzius of Misa, that it's a dead body, it's a corpse. And on that we say that just like we find that now he's dead, so too was the Metzius when contact was made, when the person touched his body. Like the Gemara Nida says, it also has to be Mako Mitziyasin. It has to be in the same place that he touched him last night. So you assume that the Mitziyas, Kishas Mitziyasin, means that just like the Mitziyas now of this body is that it's a corpse, it was a corpse tonight also. That's Shas Mitziyasin. Where else do you find Shas Mitziyasin? In the Mishnah. Machat Shinim says Chaludo Shvuro, Matla Shinim says Mahua. There, the Taira is not contingent on the Maisa of Halas HaChaluda, the Maisa, that the act of becoming rusty. You know, the Mitzias of Chaluda. It's not on the Maisa HaShvira, the Taira. It's on the Mitzias of Shvira. The Mitzias of Mehia, that it became, that the garment was burned a little bit, or worn out, scorched. It's totally in the Mitzias of the Mehia, the Shvira, the Charuda, the Shvira, the Chaluda. And therefore we say that this Mitzias was like that beforehand also. And we have no sfeikas about any other Mitzias. Because since we don't find a Cheftza Bas Kabbalas Tuma, we have no sveikas at all. You found on the Tyrus, you found this machat. What do you see? What do you knew the machat was tummy before, but what's the mitzias that you see now? You see that it's tar. It's tar. There's no question. You don't ask, was there a different mitzias before? Kishas mitzias, and this is the mitzias you found in now. You don't assume that there was a different mitzias before. You find the sheretz that's burned, al gabe zeisin. It's not the maisa sreifa that interests us. It's the fact that it's saruf and it's no longer mitame. Oh, you found the sheretz that's burned. The mitzias is that it's tar. That's the mitzias you found it in. And therefore, there's no suffix at all that beforehand it was different. Because again, Shas Mitziyasin tells us, don't have a suffix that it was different in the previous rishas. Don't have a suffix that it was different in a previous mitzias. What you see is what you get. And if the mitzias now is that it's tar tar, it's tame tame. Whatever you see is what you get. The mace, now he's dead. Shas Mitzias, and all we know, we don't have any questions. Ain't Sveikis. You see, he's dead. Now, this is the way you found him. This is the way you assume it was before as well, when he touched him in the middle of the night. As long as the issue is not a Maisa, as long as the issue is a Mitzias. So now, we have a Yeso to understand these Mishnais. It's good stam to learn a Midden. Medaf learn a Mishnais. If not, Lilu Nishma, somebody else, Lilu Yaron Neshamas. So what's Pshat in the Mishnah? Pshat in these Mishnahs are that Ein Makom L'Safik. Ein Makom L'Safik. Kol HaTumas Kishas Mitziyasa. This is the Mitziyas. You found it in Machat Shnitzis Melech Chaludu Shvur Tahora. Why? Kol HaTumas Kishas Mitziyasa. Nimsa Sar Balazesim Mechay Mazos Tahora. Because Kol HaTumas Kishas Mitziyasa. However you find the Mitzias now is the way it was before. As long as it's not Tolly in a Mitzias. As long as it's Tolly in a Mitzias. Kul al-Chumra. Oh. And that's the Tosas Rit. Is Yalit Sveik of a Tum Gufa. The Tum itself is a Sufik. That Be'idna Dinoga, at the time that you touched it, we don't know if it was Tameh or not. Lo Yadina Be'tumot Olo. This is the way you found it. This is the way it is. It's totally in the Mitzias. Whatever the Mitzias is now, that was the Mitzias. No question. Mashen Kain. Legabe Simanik Bagrus. The Mitzias of a Shino in her goof, that's not what causes the Bagrus. You know what causes the Bagrus? Leidas Hasimanim. Leidas Hasimanim. When the Simanim were born, that's what causes Bagrus. And therefore the Nidon is, the discussion is, not if this mitzius of Bagrus was there b'shas hakedushin. No, since we see the simane Bagrus, a suffix is arises. When did it happen? When were the simanim born? Matay noldu simanim, and that has nothing to do with shas mitziyasa. That's chazaka de hashda. Wherever the mitzius is not the nidon, but the maisa that's goreim the mitzius is the nidon, you don't take a shas mitziyasa. Because shas mitziyasa means we're not mesubik about a different mitzius. The mitzius you find now doesn't cause any sfeikus that there was any other mitzius. No sfeikus. Chazaka de hashda is talking about a maisa. Chazaka de hashda matay noldu simani bagrus. There, oh, you want to know when the maisa of simani bagrus happened? Not the mitzias that she's a bogeris, but the maisa of leidas a simanim. There you say that if you find them now, So assume that this Maisa happened earlier as well. The Shmaitza in Shmaitza Gimel Perek Vav writes from this Tosus Rid that Kol HaTumas Kishas Mitziyasin is a Klal Mechudash Min HaTorah, and it's Noeg B'chol HaTorah Kula Bein L'Chumra, and it's nothing to do with Chazaka D'Hashta, because it's Mitar even in Rishus HaRabim, and it's Mitame even Rishus, it's Mitar even Rishus HaYochid when normally we're Mitame, and it's Mitame even Rishus HaRabim when normally we're Mitar, and it works even against Chazaka D'Meikara. Shmaitza has a Kasha on this, but now we understand together that Kishas Mitziyasin is its own parasha. That the Metzias that you find now, you assume is there before. It's called Tumas Kishas Metzias. But when we're talking about the Simanei Bagrus, this is an Andra Nidon. There the Nidon is, when was the Maisa of Leidas of Simanei? Not the Metzias of her body, being in a certain state, but when the Simanei came into being. There you say, Chazaka D'Hashta. And that's what the Tosas Rid writes. V'chein simanei habagrus brurin u'mitsuyim heim ele shelo yadanu masai noldu ba'isha. The simanei bagrus are very clear now. That's not the issue though. The issue is, when were they born in the women? In other words, the nidon, beautiful, the nidon is not the mitsiyus ha-simanim. The nidon is when they came into being. And that's different. Therefore, the Tosas Rid's mechalek between kshas mitziyasin, the tamei cases, and the case of Rav and Shmuel, which is a chazaka d'hashta case, and therefore Rav and Shmuel are not arguing in the machlokas tanoim in the Mishnah. They're two different nidonim, and the Gemara doesn't suggest that. Another chiluk the Tosas Rid makes is Nida. Vushrag there. Aval hacha gabei Nida hadama mitamei barur. Ken yesh dam lefanenu, roim et adam. Aval ze lo anyan. Barur kitamei. Ve'en bo safek. Yesh po beirut mukhletet, roim bo hochacha sheyesh po tuma. Aval ze lo anyan. אלא שלא ידענו, כותב את התוספות ריד, מתי נטמאת האישה ממנו? We don't know when it happened. When the maisa happened? That's the question. The question is, not if there's dam now. The question is, when did the maisa of tuma happen? Now we know she's Tamea. Now we know there's blood. But we're concerned now with the Metzias. We're concerned with the Maisa Tumah. And since we're concerned with the Maisa, Masai Nitmei Taisha, or Masai Nitmei Sisha, when there was the Maisa of Tuma. So there, that's a different Nida than Shas Mitziyasin. And that answers his question by Hillel and Shammai, who say that by dam it's either only a chumra mipkida lipkida len yitshum of a kachim, and Shammai holds dayashaita either from the last checking or dayashaita or only what she saw now. Meaning mipkida lipkida is only a chumra, and Shammai even more is she not metamalam afreya kol ikar. Why would that be? Legabe the mace there's tarti latifusa. We have the cheskas chai of the body. We have the cheskas tyra of the toucher. And we're still metame. And here, we should also say, we don't have Tarti Lativusa. We don't have two on our side. So we should say that just like now she saw before also. So why are we so Mako by Anita when we're not by by the mace? So the answer is because by Anita there's a different discussion. When did the Maisa Atuma happen? Right now we know that she's Tumea. In Achinami she's Tumea. But when did the Maisa Atuma happen? And by Shas Mitziyasan, that's not what we're asking. When did the Maisa happen? By Shas Mitziyasan, we see a Mitzias. And then we have no Sfeikas afterwards. We say the Mitzias we see now was the Mitzias that was there before. If you see the dead body now, you know that it was already dead before. But here we're not, when, if the issue was the blood on, in her body, when was there blood in her body? If that was the issue, then ain't a chinami. You'd say, just like you find the Mitzias of blood in her body now, there was also blood in her body the whole time, the linen, everything. And only linen shum of a kachin. And then Shama wouldn't say, Daya Shaita. But when it comes to a Maisa, by Nida, we're interested in the Nidon is the Maisa. So Mimela, we don't say Kishas Mitziyasa. Because that's Meduyak in the Lashon of the Tosas Rid. Halacha gabe Nida, Adama Mitame Baruch Yutame Vembo Safik El Shle Adanu Matai Nidmeisa Isha. The Safik is when the Maisa Tuma happened. And that's not an Inyan of Shalok Kishas Mitziyasa, of Kishas Mitziyasa. Tosfos Rid doesn't explain why by Nida we're concerned with the Maisa Tumah, not the Mitzias of Tumah. That he doesn't explain. But he does say, Meduyik in his words, that that's not the issue. The issue is not the Maisa, the issue is not the Mitzias, the issue is the Maisa. And if we don't say Kishas Mitziasim, Avahagah Benida Matame Baruch Yutame, Vembo Safek El Shle Adanu Matay Nitzmeis Hishimimanu. Also clear. What causes this woman to become a bogeres? Are the leidas of simanim, not the actual simanim. And by Nida, the answer is that Mitzias Hadam is not Matame Anisha. It's the Maisa that's Matame the Isha. The Re'ias Hadam, the discharge is what's Matame. So therefore, when we're Mesupik, when the discharge happened, not the Mitzias of blood, but it's the discharge, the Maisa of Re'ias Hadam. Since we're Mesupik, when that happened, we don't say Kishas Mitziyasan. And Shammai can say Daya Shaita. And Hillel can say we're only Machmir Pkida Lepkida Lein Shurim of Akachim. So that gives us, Baruch Hashem, a lot of insight into the Mishnayos, Pshat Netosis Rid. And now, what we have to do is, we have to go back to our Sugya. And then the Siyata Deshmaya, that's what we're going to do. B'li Neder, Hashem should give us the Koach and the Moach. In the fourth segment of our shir, we should all be zoche lil modu lilame lishmor velasas ulekayim is called divrei sam taresu biyahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom, sweetest most beloved friend.